they hold by putting these things together, it's only nisim de rabbonim. Right, it says, v'lo yitoka, but don't stick it tight in. V'yim toke chayev chatis, but we should know if you can stick it in tight, either the malavne samito, the kroye samito, l'vokim shosakivim, because anything you put two things together, if it gets stuck in there tight, that's an insidi raisa. That will be shayech binyin or makhle patish. Shrashi yitoka b'choyzeka da yisaydes. That's awesome. So, this is the husband who in yonim. If you stick it in the bed, shotasoyim, you put the pieces together. It sticks in tight and gets stuck in there. That's an issue derisa then. That's a choshevi, the binyan or makra patish. But if you just leave it there raw for you, just soft, then with derisa it's mutter. The shalom is an issue derabonana. You have shimon of yulayna. If you raw for mutter, this is have shimon of yulayna. That no. If it's tight, gets stuck in there tight, that's an issue derisa. But if you put the pieces together, they're only rough and very loose. And if they get tight in there, that's why Mish Mutim is cool to do it. Again, talk a little bit, is if you have a chair that the leg falls off, the more you have a table, the legs come off. You want to put the leg back in. So now you stick it into the hole, you stick it in tight, and it gets stuck there. So if it gets stuck tight, that's Mamish Nisa the Raisa, you wouldn't be allowed to put it back again. Or then if the chair, if the leg comes off. But if it's Mamish only... But if it's made just to be loose and stays loose the whole time, then it's Takamuta. So the Gemara, Beirav Choma have a mita galanisa. By Beirav Choma, they had this bed, a mita galanisa. That's this bed that comes apart to put it together again. Have a mahadra law, b'yoyim etovot, used to put it together again on Yom Tov. His mustami, his bed was always rough, it was always loose, it didn't stick tight together, so he held it with muta. Omla Yehuma the Rabbon and the Rovas, the Rabbon and Tainan to Rova. My Daitcho, what do you hold that it's Mutter? Because Binya Minatzadhu, that is only in Issa the Rabbonin, like Rashi says, Minatzad him is with Meishena Takua, since you don't stick it in tight. Omahatko Bechoizik, Korilo Minatzad, Kloimai De Shinui. That doesn't really mean a Minatzad, it just means it's a Shinui. It's not a real Binyan here, because you're not doing it very tight, you're only doing it soft. So you want to say it's Mutter. So the Gemara Nehi, these through the Raisa Lech, it's Haka, true, there's no Issa Binyan, or Maka Fatish, Medi Raisa, or the Issur, the Rabbonim, Miyuika, the Churu, there should still be an Issa Rabbonim here. Because he's still putting the bed back together again. Or Malah, he answers back, no, I know, Kerv Shimon Gam Liel, through the Chalpaka Shimon Gam Liel, and that's the way Paskin Halochim, the Yomarim, how you roughly muta, that if you put the bed together, and the pieces stick in very loosely, that they go in and go out without being tight, that's derech, it's like a muta to put it up and take it apart on Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoytzis. It's even on Shabbos, if you have a ner that's lit, and you're afraid that the sparks are going to fall down on the table, you're allowed to put a plate underneath to mekabel the sparks. We'll soon see in the Gemara, I've been about to claim mechone, we'll soon see. But you're not allowed to put a kli, a supo, with water inside it, underneath the nair on Shabbos. And we'll see in the Gemara, even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put. You can't put a plate full of water underneath the nair when it's burning. Why? Because by putting the water underneath, you'll be mechaber. It's when these sparks fall down, they're going to come and fall into the water. And because of the water, they're going to go out sooner than if there wouldn't have been the water. So therefore, it's called Yubi Mechaba. Zot Gemara. What's the head there in the ratio to put a kli to Mechaba than it says the sparks? For Kamavata kli Mechonet, it's to have a meaning that the sparks are muksa. So they fall into the kli, you can't be Mechaba with now. Omarafuna bread Rabbi Yeshua, and it says ain't be mamish. No, it says the sparks don't have any mamish to it. So it's not called muksa. Like they dissolve, there's nothing there. True, so you put the kli to stop it from burning the table. But once it goes in the kli, it just dissolves there, there's nothing mekuyim there, so there's no issa muksar on it. It's not bosses. So Drashi will come about the kli mechonoi, lo yucha litla misham kol yom, you can't take it away from there a whole day. The nasa's bosses, the nitzaitis, to have him in the rhythm, the nitzaitis is muksa, and the nitzaitis stays, the sparks stay in the kli, so it's by his bosses. Lay metevet yusuf rab chiz, the yusuf rab hirkin. Teretz is no ain ben mamish. Mishakovo yemuta litlon. When it goes out, the sparks have no chshivas to it, like nothing there. So you're not being mevatel the kli. So the Mishnah of Marav lo yitin lo toichin mayin mifnei shu mechaba. But you can't put a kli with water underneath the nair because it's called yibim mechaba. Eshen zot the Gemara leimot nans damek Rabbi Yosi. The Chur our Mishnah has to go like Rabbi Yosi. the shala, what kind of kibui is it here? You're not putting out the fire. You're just putting a kli there. So that later, when the sparks fall down, like gurum a kibui, the sparks that fall into the water, you're making the gurum kibui. That's Rabbi Yossi shita. The omar, gurum le kibui is osa. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. We hold gurum kibui is mutter. The chur of our Mishnah said it's osa. The chur is right. Those are contra Rabbi Yossi. So at the Gemara name, it's not miyushiv. It's his bruh. Aim of the Yom Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi say gram kibui is also? That's only b'Shabbos, on Shabbos itself. Of the error Shabbos miyoma, even an error Shabbos to ask you from putting this kli underneath the kli of water underneath the menorah, even on Friday, is it Rabbi Yossi old? It's also for the Gemara v'chitei machanami b'Shabbos. Who says our Mishnah talking about Friday? Maybe our Mishnah only says it's also to put it there on Shabbos. But on Friday night it's mutter, and Taka Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, Gram Kibu is also. So tomorrow night, Vatani will go to the Braisa. Noisten Kli Tachas Haner Lekabel Nitzaytis B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a Kli underneath the Ner to be Mekabel, to catch the sparks when they fall down. Even on Shabbos, V'yein Tzoruch Lein Nebiyer Shabbos. Navada Ner Shabbos, you can put the Kli underneath the Mekabel, the Nitzaytis sparks. Why? Because we have that's not called being mevato kli mechonen. Because the sparks, even though they're muksa, but when they fall into the kli, they go out right away, and it's not chashiv. It's like you have a mevato kli, and you let them be metal to the kli right away. But you're not allowed to put water into this kli, and put the kli underneath the nair to mekabel the sparks to fall into the water to make the sparks go out. Why? Because you are causing the sparks to go out earlier. There wouldn't have been the water there, it would have gone on the table and go out a little bit later. Now, because of your water, it's going out early. Weiter, Me'er Shabbos, it's even also to put the kli of water there, Me'er Shabbos. V'yein Tzorach Le'me V'Shabbos, don't have to say in Shabbos, even Me'er Shabbos is also. Shlokhur, who does our Mishnah go like to ask if even Me'er Shabbos is also to put the menorah there, to put the kli full of water there? So tomorrow, Elo Omer Avashi, Pshat now Mishnah is like this. Afilu Temer Rabbonin, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Let's start a regular gram kibui, that's mutter. A gram kibui means you see a fire coming, and you want it to go out. So what do? You fill up a pitcher full of water, and leave it on the floor, leave it near the fire. So when the fire comes to the pitcher, the fire will make the pitcher so hot, it'll burst, and then the water will spill and put out the fire. That's called the gram kibui. Over here, that Rabbonin says mutter. But over here, I feel time Rabbonin, shani hochem afnei shemekarves kibuyot. It's not called the gram kibu here, where it's called you be mekarev, you're causing the kibu to come faster. So somewhere in the pshat is that we're afraid that on Shabbos, when you see sparks coming down, your mamash is going to pick up the kli a little bit to catch the sparks. So by you picking up the water to the spark, that's mamash called the kibui. So therefore it's even nicer to do every Shabbos, it's a gzera. If you put this kli of water underneath the menorah, then there, we're afraid that on Shabbos when the sparks start to fall down, you're going to pick up this kli. And by picking up the water, that's called being a karev kibuyev. And that will be also even according to Rabbon. So therefore they made a gzera, even every Shabbos, you can't just leave this kli full of water underneath the menorah. So Rashi b'Erev Shabbos, k'goin zeh, sh'leisa namayim l'bayjoyim. They kli tachas on there, like who even Friday? How could Rabbi Yossi ask it on Friday? A lot of them lochas on Friday. V'chitei lochinam, miyei nois the matoich amayim v'shabbos come of Rabbi Yossi. No, maybe the Mishnah only means on Shabbos. And then it goes like Rabbi Yossi, even the gram kibui is also. So a tanya learned in the Braisa, no, afilo vera Shabbos also. Vi le gram kibui mad mis lu lo, and if you make a doim with the gram kibui, afilo kri Rabbi Yossi loim it took me. This won't be miyashir, even according to Rabbi Yossi. The vera Shabbos loyom of Rabbi Yossi. Era Shabbos, a lot of these melochas. There's another pshat now, Mishnah. Our Mishnah could even go according to Rabbonin. The loy domi legram kibui. Stake na doime to gram kibui, our Mishnah. The hosa, moya the case of gram kibui, kimat the lake lekelim, the lake who the pokilo. That you put the kli, the pitcher full of water. When the fire comes to the pitcher, the fire is going to break open the pitcher. The gram bi almuhu. Gram bi almuhu, you're only making a gram kibui. Here that you put the kli of water, mamish underneath the nair, mechabe mamishu, this is called mamish a kibui. Rashi doesn't explain it too clear, why is it called a kibui just putting the water there? Like Bishleim, if the sparks are on the way down, and now when you put the kli there, your mamish like catching the sparks, so that would be called a kibui. The chud, that's only good maybe if you put the kli there on Shabbos, but we say now it's even us to put the kli there on Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah Berurah, some other from Pshat Mishtama Tosfos that the Gzeira is that you're going to pick up the Kli closer to the Kibbutz, closer to the sparks. Shrashi Gzeira Mavayjoy Matam Meshach Hashechetz. Gzeira to do it Friday, not you do it on Shabbos. Shemekarves Kibbutz Zimon Kibui Lehedya. You're making the Kibbutz earlier. If you put this water there on Shabbos, we're afraid b'shach, if you put the water there, you're making the kibbu go out right then. So that's called mamish a kibbu. Therefore, the Mishnah says it's also to do with even on Erev Shabbos. See, Tosfos Taka learns like this. Tosfos says, Pirish, the gazrin and Erev Shabbos or to Shabbos, with the Shabbos of Tosfos, yochol lovo de kibbu, you can mamish komo de kibbu mamish. Where's the kibbu you come to on Shabbos? In yagvi ha-kli, b'shas nefilas ha-nitzotzis. If b'shas the sparks are coming down, you're going to pick up the kli near the nitzotzis. That's mamish kibbu. So Tosfos asks the kashya of Yom Taima, Maishna Shri, as the Yevus of Amonim, Priestess Metzuda. How come the whole set we had before in the first parak that you're allowed to start doing these malachas before Shabbos? You're allowed to put the ink into water to dye out. You're about to start before Shabbos. You're allowed to put out the traps before Shabbos to catch the animals, even though the malach is going to be done on Shabbos. But since what the person does, he does on Friday, it's mutter to start the malach on Friday, and it finishes by itself on Shabbos. So I come here with more machmir. Here you can't even put the kli here on Shabbos. But here it's a purpose of Tosfos. Dostum lek lemecha shem yasakein b'Shabbos. The av malachain. Over there to capture animals. Everybody knows you can't capture an animal on Shabbos. So there's no gzer. If you put the trap there Friday, you come to capture on Shabbos. That here, people don't know this is called kibui. People think stamping a kli full of water underneath the nair, there's nothing wrong with it. People don't know. People don't see the sparks falling down. So they think, now I'm just going to put a kli full of water underneath. And later, when the sparks fall in, that's the ground kibui. And so he says, they don't know, sometimes when they put the water there, right then the spark is falling down, and the imam is making a kibui. So since it's not you do it, this is to the people, here we make a gzeri, you can't even start this on Friday, because it's a gzeri, you come to do it on Shabbos. And Uperik, Yabame Taimnim, Yedef Mem Zayim Aveis. Yabame Taimnim, Uvame En Taimnim. What things you're allowed to make Hatmono? This is even before Shabbos, and what things you're not allowed to make Hatmono with? So, Drashi, Bame Taimnim, Habo Lesala Kidero Miagabe Kira. It's right before Shabbos, you want to take the pot off the stove, Ulutaimno, and you want to wrap it around now, you can take out the fire. So you want to wrap around the pot with some shmatis to keep it warm. Is bedover achar yom ruchachom we had before ein toimnim bedover moisef hevel. Something that's moisef hevel you're not allowed to wrap around with. Ela bedover hamaymet hevel. It's before Shabbos you're allowed to wrap it around some with a shmata to retain the teeth. Avi it's not something that's moisef hevel. Now the Mishnah explains now miyu a moisef v'yosa. What's considered a substance that moisef hevel makes it become hotter and hotter? That's also to do it. And we have the Xeris, because maybe you're going to be makling beremets. When you wrap it around with something that's moist of heaven, makes it hotter, maybe there'll be a remets or coal inside it. And then we're afraid maybe you'll hit the coal on Shabbos to make it burn better. So Dr. Mishnah Leibi Gefes. Gefes is also. Rashi Gefes, Pseulah Shobet Sabat Shal Shemin. It means the Pseulah of the olives. Konus Yachad V'cham Niyoid. When you make olive, when you make oil, you press the olives. So the bottom of it, the pseudus of the olives, is very hot. So if you put the pot, or you put whatever the food, into this shemen, since the pseudus of the shemen, since it's moist of hevel, it's also to put it even from before Shabbos. V'loi b'zevel, natam b'zevel, it's a shmutz of the behemom. V'loi b'melech, in salt. V'loi b'sid, in lime. V'loi b'choil, not in sand. V'loi b'ein lachim b'ein yaveshim. Whether the sand, or the sid, or the melech is dry or wet, both cases is called moist of hevel and it's also. Of a mashenken, v'loi b'tevin, you can't put it in straw. V'loi b'zagin. Zagin, Rashi says, that pselus shayikav hayayin. That's the pselus of the grapes. When you make yayin, when you make wine, the pselus of the grapes. That's something that's Moisef Hevel. We'll soon say there's only one slach when it's too wet. V'loy bezagin, v'loy bemuchin. Muchin, Rashi says, that means kol dovarach, anything that's soft, kori muchin, is called muchin. Kegoin tseme gefen, like cotton, or tlishay tseme rach, pieces, soft pieces of wool, shabhema, or greiris begodim bluyim. Whereas old begodim that are now bully, that are now shmatis, so the fiber starts to fall off. So the soft fibers that come off it, that's all called muchin. So you can't be matmin a pot into the soft material. So the Mishnah when, v'loy b'muchin, v'loy b'yasov, not in grass, b'zman shein lachin. These are only yasa b'zman at lach, when it's wet. The last thing is when it's dry, then it's not something that's moisiv hevel, then it's mutter. It's only yasa tevin, or muchin, when it's still wet. When it's dry, it's not moisiv hevel. But the first thing is the gefes and the zevel, that's even moisiv hevel, even after, even when it's dried up. And we said this, Rashi, this is an issa even before Shabbos. Also, gzera, maybe you put a coal, you wrap it around with a coal, and that gzera, you'll come to hit it on Shabbos to make it burn better. So, Tigmari, boil you. Gefes, the Mishnah says, gefes is called a moisiv hevel. Now, gefes means the psalus of something, the leftover of something. So, the Mara, shall zaysim tanan, does the dafka mean the leftover of the olives? Like Rashi said in the Mishnah. That's something that's very hot. The leftovers of sesame, the sesame seeds, the leftover of it, they used to press the sesame to get the oil out of it. So leftover the sesame, that's not so hot. That's shapadami. Maybe that's not called the zakas moisiv hevel. I don't know, the Mishnah also means the shumshimi tanan. The Mishnah even means the heat that comes out of sesame. So the Fasemis is Masbel, that Avad and Metzias, we know that both of them is moisiv hevel. Sesame, the psalus from the sesame is also moisiv hevel. So the shalavit is not, doesn't get as hot as the psalus of the shemen will get, of the olives. So the shalavit is how much heat do you have to have that Rabbanan gave the Xerah, it's called the Zagra moisiv hevel. And not any heat that Rabbanan asked. If it's very little heat, Rabbanan didn't ask it. Here the shalavit is the shumshimi heat, is that enough heat to give it the cloud Xerah of Zagra moisiv hevel or not? That's the shayla. So the Gemara Tanan, I'll bring you Raya. It says, "Adilma the Shumshmi Tanan, the whole Shchein the Zaytim. Avad the Zaytim is also also." So the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you Raya. The Yomer Rab Zera, Mishum Chad Deve Rab Yanei, from one of the Talmidim of Rab Yanei, Kupa, Kupa is a pot, She Tomen Bo, that you may have Tomon in this pot. That means before Shabbos, you put a towel around the pot. That alone will be Mutter. Rashi kupa shetamim bo, shenoisim bo muchin. You put muchin around it, v'toimim bo kedera. And you made out tamana around the kedera, we would have been mutter. But also now lanicha al gefer shozesim. You're not allowed to put this pot that has that tamana around it, that's mutter do before Shabbos. Now it's also if you put it on top of the gefer shozesim. You put it on top of the psalus that comes out of the olives, it's also. Is a chura to diyek shema mina shozesim tanan. You see, claw, what's called gefes? Gefes means the psalus of zaysim. The psalus of shumshmi wouldn't have this halacha. So the Gemara name, I'll tell you, li'oyla mei malach, li'inyin ha tumono, di shumshmim nami osa. There's two, this price is a big chiddush. I'll tell you, if you're going to make ha tumono in the shumshmi itself, that means you have this food, you have this potato, or you have this pot, and you're going to stick the pot inside the psalus of the shumshmi. When you made the sesame oil, you squashed out the sesame, the leftover, that's something that's moisiv hevel. If you put the pot inside the sesame before Shabbos, about it, that's awesome. But maybe shumshmi itself is moisiv hevel. I'll tell you it's awesome. Nami awesome. No, what's the chiddush's right? Big chiddush. We'll soon speak out of halacha, big nafmin halacha. Linyin asuke havolo though.